This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And in front of me, I do have Prof, the Vice Chancellor and Principal of MUT, Prof Sibiya, joining me in studio this morning. Prof, once again, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me in your studio, and good morning to the listeners.
Really appreciate your time, yes. The time that you give us right here on MUT Radio, Prof. This is the second time we are hosting EYPO South African Summer School at MUT. What does this mean to the principal of the institution?
In fact, let me indicate that this is the first time. Yes, we host for a university when it's their turn to host YPO.
Yes.
It hosts it for two consecutive years. But in the entire history, 46 years of existence of MUT, this is the first time.
Wow.
Yes, it is the second year of the first leg. I mean, second leg of the first time.
Yes.
We are hosting YPO SA. In fact, this is the 17th YPO SA summer school. So which means for the past 15 years, it has been hosted other universities. We only hosted during the 16th year and the 17th year. So it's quite exciting for me because it talks to our vision and mission, which is to drive technology transfer and innovation and technology transfer. So it's quite exciting to see delegates across the world from Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Cameroon.
Yes.
It's quite exciting.
It is exciting indeed, Prof. And looking at some of these countries that you are currently mentioning, this also says a lot about the internalization of MUT as one of the strategies within the institution.
Yeah. That's true. Internationalization is one of the strategic objectives of MUT. I'm sure listeners at home are aware that all along MUT did not have an international office. And it's one thing that I prioritized when I was appointed last year. Fortunately for me, it coincided with a time when we had to review our MUT structure. So as from next year, we'll have a fully fledged international office.
Wow.
So this one, hosting an international summer school, it does something to MUT. It talks to the strategic objective of driving internationalization at MUT. So it's quite exciting.
Yes. We speak of intellectual property talk, Prof, and we speak of transfer of technology. And seeing MUT as a university of technology, what does this mean how does these two connect intellectual property and transfer of technology with MUT strategy?
In fact, you can't talk innovation without touching on IP. Again, you can't talk about IP without touching on innovation, because we need to teach, especially our emerging researchers, our young academics, that they need to protect their information. You know, there are vultures out there who are ready to snatch and to steal information from young emerging researchers and young academics. So this platform, it provides us with an opportunity of engaging and of instilling this culture that young and upcoming researchers need to be aware of their rights and how to protect their information.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, Prof, I don't want to hold you for long. Thank you so much for joining me once again on MUT Radio. We really appreciate your time, and we hope that it's going to be a very successful conference just like last year.
Thank you so much.
Great. Thank
you. It's a pleasure.
That was Prof Sibiya joining us in studio this morning, our Vice Chancellor and Principal, Prof Knox. We call him Prof Knox, with a beautiful, beautiful dress. Thank you so much, Prof. I really love her, man. She's amazing. Otherwise, because of his katsako, are you good, man?
This is an MUT Radio podcast.